Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm basically a demographer working in the field of public health for the last 12 years. And I'm working in Sri Chitra Tirunal Institute for Medical Science and Technology in the southern part of India in Kerala as a senior research fellow in the Global Alliance for Chronic Disease Program. And this is one of our large scale program. It's a part of the large scale program on community intervention for health, which was a population based study that took place between 2008 and 2012 in selected communities in three countries, in China, Mexico and India. And the whole program was coordinated by our institute, Sri Chitra Tirunal Institute for Medical Science and Technology, under the leadership of Professor Thangappan, who is also here. He's the head of the public health wing of Sri Chitra Tirunal Institute. And it was basically designed to reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases by addressing the three modifiable risk factors of tobacco use, unhealthy diet and physical activity. And the main finding was from Oxford Health Alliance. So the main study was done in three different settings: in industry, schools, community and health centers. And for this presentation, we are concentrating on the industry part of the program. This is just to show, this is the proportional mortality in India. This is just to show the NCD burden, NCD contribution of mortality rate in India, which is estimated to account for 60% of the total deaths. This is the chronic disease risk factors in the study area, which I have mentioned as Kerala state in India. This is the result of one of our earlier studies, which we have done using this WHO stepwise approach in the age group of 15 to 64. And most of the NCD risk factors have higher in the state of Kerala, which is entirely different, but we have seen in the other states of India, such as hypertension, diabetes, abdominal obesity and tobacco use. And this shows the picture of the burden of this NCD risk factors. This is the urban-rural wise men and women ratio. And you can, for example, you can see that high level of diabetes in rural area than in urban area, which is not seen anywhere in India. So the main background of this study is the Kerala state, as I have mentioned, was reported to have the highest prevalence of non-communicable diseases and its risk factors in India. However, limited data are available on metabolic syndrome and its correlates in India. So we studied the prevalence and correlates of metabolic syndrome among industrial workers in the state. So this is the location of the study. This is the southernmost state in India. And the Kerala state, as some of you know, is the having the highest level of demography as well as epidemiological transition, and is also known as the diabetes capital of India. And almost all the rates of NCD, the disease as well as the risk factors, are seem to be highest in the state. This is about the methodology we have used in the study. We have selected 2,321 workers, and their mean age is 44 years, with higher percentage of men as 70% from two industries in South Kerala. And we measured fasting plasma glucose, triglycerides, high density lipoprotein, cholesterol. All these are measured using Cholestec LDS system. And waist circumference we measured, and systolic blood pressure and diastolic blood pressure was measured using Omron automatic blood pressure monitor. And this is a process, a system for community intervention for health, which had adopted the socio-ecological model of health promotion, which recognized the role of environment in addition to the individual and social level in influencing the behavioral change. And the whole methodology of this project is already published in this Prevention and Control in 2011, which you can freely accessible through the website. And this is a picture of the selected industries, in two industries we have selected from the southern part of the state. And the definition we have adopted for this metabolic syndrome is from the International Diabetes Federation criteria, especially for South Indians, that's for Indians. The definition, we have used the waist circumferences greater than or equal to 90 centimeter for men and greater than or equal to 80 for women, and any of the following four factors like raised glycerides, more than or equal to 150 milligram from deciliter for medication for this lipid abnormality. Reduced HDL cholesterol, that means less than 40 milligram per deciliter in men and less than 50 milligram per deciliter in women, or on treatment for lipid abnormality. And raised blood pressure, we have divine systolic blood pressure greater than or equal to 130 and diastolic blood pressure greater than or equal to 85, or on medication for hypertension. And raised fasting plasma glucose as more than or equal to 100 milligram per deciliter, or previously diagnosed with type 2 diabetes by any healthcare person. And this gives the sample characteristics of this study population, in which a higher percentage, about 44%, are there in the age group of 45 to 54. And 30% of the study population have the education of above schooling. As I said earlier, Kerala state in India having the highest level of education in India. And the current alcohol use was reported by 31%, and current smoking was reported by 17% of the study population. And this is the prevalence of metabolic syndrome components, this gives the difference between men and women. And except for the component of reduced HDL cholesterol, all others are significantly different in men and women. And this raised blood pressure, raised triglycerides, and raised fasting plasma glucose are higher, significantly higher for men, whereas the central obesity is statistically significantly higher for women. And this is the overall prevalence of metabolic syndrome, which we have observed. Overall prevalence is 28%, and for men it is 26%, and for women it is significantly higher value of 33%. And this is the age-wise prevalence of metabolic syndrome, which up to the age of, which we can see in the graph, that up to the age of 35 to 44, it's almost the same way of trend is the same. And after 44, it's the women's prevalence is somewhat increasing compared to that of men. And this is the result of the age-adjusted multiple logistic regression analysis on the correlates of metabolic syndrome, which shows that this alcohol users, current alcohol use is a main correlate we have observed. Like, more like the alcohol users are more likely to have higher metabolic syndrome compared to the non-alcoholics. And in the similar way, we can see that the sex difference is also there, with women having higher metabolic syndrome than men. This is mainly the contribution of the higher waist circumference we have seen in the earlier slide. And as we have seen in many other studies, these non-smokers have the higher prevalence of metabolic syndrome than the smokers. So the main conclusion is that a significant proportion of the population had raised the value for the components of metabolic syndrome, which are likely to result in multiple chronic disease. So there is a strong need for prevention and control of metabolic syndrome in this population. Thank you.
Paper is now open for questions. I'm curious, and I might have missed this from an earlier slide, but you had 70% of the study population that smoked. But I was thinking the previous prevalence from the area was much higher. Can you describe maybe some of the differences between your study population and
smoking one?
Right.
Because we have, according to the latest global adult tobacco survey, the state had the higher prevalence of smoking than the national average. And regarding this metabolic syndrome, we observed that these non-smokers have higher prevalence of this metabolic syndrome than the one. And this is the smoking prevalence. And in additionally, the smoking prevalence is the overall smoking prevalence. This includes men and women. It's maybe slightly different if we are taking only men.
I think the general population and the interstate population in Kerala is slightly different because the interstate population is predominantly men.
Right.
Any person there not smoking particularly just the second case, if not, In, for example, in Kerala, the female smoking is almost 15, whereas the male smoking is about 28%. So when you have predominantly male population in just industrial workplace, that will have to have a data, joint data for men and women that will show, driving down population for overall population.
I was thinking it's happening. Yeah. So.